Here's your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad. ATV users in Queens County are motoring along with their plans to connect off-road trails with public roads in the municipality. And Region of Queens councillors are interested in hitching a ride. David White is the president of the Queens County ATV Association. He was at Regional Council on Tuesday evening to repeat the group's request from last March for the region to help make a connected network a reality.
The idea behind them is to provide trail-to-trail connections and trail-to-access services. That's supported by the 2022 Off-Highway Vehicle Spending Report that showed in the province of Nova Scotia in that year $464 million were spent by off-highway vehicle users. It's time that impact was felt here in our county. It's well past time.
This is the third time off-highway vehicle groups have appealed to councillors for a road trail that would allow users to go from Lunenburg to Queens to Shelburne counties. They first presented to council in July 2023, shortly after the Nova Scotia government passed the Road Trails Act, which would allow off-highway vehicles on provincial and municipal roads with certain conditions. Both levels of government must grant access, and in Queens, that would require a new bylaw. Queens County ATV groups say having that connected trail locally would boost tourism and help local businesses by creating a destination riding area.
Need look no further than this weekend gone by, where 551 off-highway vehicle users registered and went on a run in Western Shore, and they raised over $13,000 for a volunteer group in their club and saw somewhere in the neighborhood of 800 people participate. 61 rooms were sold over two nights for a total of over 120 room nights in that community because of off-highway vehicle use.
White told councillors his group has signed agreements with 10 private landowners in Queens County, which would give ATV riders permission to use people's property to get from one trail to another. He said the ATV Association and the Queens Rails to Trails Association have also spent about $300,000 maintaining and improving trails around Queens County. White asked councillors for letters of support to explore developing the road trail network in Queens, and he said he'd like a commitment from the region to explore any funding for the groups. He also wanted the region to commit to begin consultations with ATV groups and others. Mayor Scott Christian thanked White for his group's work on trails around the region.
And I think it's appropriate also to apologize for the lack of engagement action on behalf of the Region of Queens Municipality in actioning previous requests that the two organizations have made and attempts at engaging our municipality on these files.
At Christian's urging, councillors agreed to the letters of support and to explore funding for the groups. They also asked staff to prepare a report for their February 25th meeting on connecting a trail near the region's offices to the popular multi-use Trestle Trail. Christian said he wants the region to continue consulting with the community about how to make the connected road trail a reality. That's your QCCR news update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.